Mayor Sherry Sullivan, we have Fairhope's City Clerk, Lisa Hanks. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Lori.
Good to see you again.
You too.
You work a lot behind the scenes and are a backbone of this community. How long have you been the city clerk now? As long as I can remember.
In June, it'll be 15 years.
15 years. And tell us, although we're all familiar with the title, it's a broad range of responsibilities. Tell us a peek in the life of a city clerk on a daily basis.
Okay. We're actually called the hub of the city.
Uh-huh.
Because we're the liaison between the council and the citizens of Fairhope. So in actuality, I'm working for 22,000 plus people.
No pressure there.
No pressure. And we do ordinances, resolutions, all the minutes to the meetings. We're the keeper of the records, the keeper of the city seal. And we also do all collections. Claims are always brought to us, lawsuits, requests for public records, just a few things.
Just a few. And then you have reporters like me emailing you saying, hey, what's that ordinance? How many registered voters do we have? And you're just always a wealth of information.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And it's gotten to be so extensive. Finally, you have an assistant the first time in those 15 years, right?
Actually, I had one prior to that,
okay.
But it's been almost 13 years since I received another assistant, and her name is Jenny Wilson.
Okay. And welcome to Jenny. She's sending some emails and doing some of the legwork for you, so that's good. As you mentioned, one of the things that you're responsible for is preparing the city council agendas.
Correct.
So the mayor sent you in this morning for her. So let's talk about last night's meeting.
Okay.
A lot of things happen in the work session, and I try to emphasize to folks, if you want to know what's going on, tune in at 4:30 instead of 6 if you can, or attend the meeting, of course. But
Correct. They're
broadcast live on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel, which you can also watch later. On the work session last night was a discussion of revision to the right-of-way ordinance. Tell us about that. The right-of-way is that space, 8 feet from the road to a house or a business?
It can be 8 to 10, sometimes 15.
Okay.
I mean, it's usually utility right-of-ways. And we're having issues where we're having so many companies come in together and cutting lines. I mean, we're trying to make sure our lines are not messed up. So what they're doing is making sure that they're not too deep to cut the lines. And Eric Cortinas, the building official, went over in detail what exactly the minimum depth it's going to be, and they're actually going to enforce it and possibly even do cuts in the asphalt part so that they're not in our right-of-way.
Okay. Because I always thought of right-of-way as a width.
It is.
So now it will become a depth as well.
Correct.
Okay. So we can see Eric Cortinas's presentation on the City of Fairhope's YouTube. Okay. Also, there was discussion of Rain Tree Lift Station. And feel free to pass if you're not familiar with what I'm asking you here.
Well, it's needing to be, it's a little subdivision that has this lift station on it. And what we're trying to do is get them to meet our specs, and then possibly the city will take it over.
Okay. So it's a...
And the council's consensus was once it meets our specs, we would take it over.
Okay. So it was a neighborhood station.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Then we had a review and discussion of the working waterfront engineering plan, and Jimmy Conyers, City Council President, told us yesterday that the architecture, we're going to present the conceptual design.
And they did. Scott Hutchison, when GMC presented it, there were several things that he asked for the council to research and decide what they wanted to do. One was like the cable car that's kind of like going to be coming from the top of the bluff down to decide which type they want.
We're going to have a cable car to ride us up and down?
This is like a little shuttle.
Oh, that's awesome for those that have trouble, especially navigating the hike back up.
Correct. Yeah. And the brick, there was some brick stuff that they wanted to do, like the bulkhead, decide what color they wanted, and just pick certain things.
So, awesome. So we can go to YouTube and see those plans.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The diagram. And I know still today some folks I've seen recently will leave the water garden, leave the rose garden, leave the drive-through, and that's all remaining.
It's going to stay pretty much like it is. It's just there'll be some fine-tuning and upgrades.
Okay. Anything else on the work session
that no, that's
worth
it.
Mentioning? Okay. And it was a relatively short meeting, as they had just met, a Friday week ago.
Prior to that.
Yeah. So last night's meeting, ordinance number 5, the City of Fairhope's Writer's Cottage is not needed for public or municipal purpose and is going to be leased to the Fairhope Center for the Writing Arts. That's a renewal, isn't it? Or
well, it expired. We found out when the roof needed to be replaced or repaired, and this is actually going to be a renewal.
Okay. And that's where that's the little cottage there next to the library, and they literally invite an artist to come stay for a couple of months and get the artistic immersion experience. And
they said last night they were coming from all over California in the South, and it's called Wolf Cottage.
Yes, well, and I've interviewed a couple of them. It's very interesting. Ordinance number 6 concerning leasing some property to the Blast Soccer Club.
That got pulled last night.
Okay. Ordinance number 7, the Knicks Center commercial glass replacement receives no bids and allows the project to move forward for informal bid process.
Correct. State of Alabama allows if we don't receive any bids, then we can actually go out for formal request quotes. And the same thing with the one below that. We receive no bids, so we're actually going to do a force account, which means we're going to do the work.
The no bid issue has become a big deal, hasn't it?
We're actually getting no bids, or we did a rebid on one of these, and it was a no bid again. So it's an issue, and a lot of times we're only getting one bid, even though we go out to 20-plus vendors.
Mm-hmm. I was mentioning to Jimmy yesterday, is there any wiggle room to change some of the bid requirements, or is that all a state mandated?
It's a state public bids law and competitive bid law.
Uh-huh.
We have to follow two different types of bid laws.
I see. A lot of red tape under there, isn't it?
Which slows progress, too.
I have seen someone, attempting to prepare a bid for a complex situation like this, and it can be extremely time-consuming and thus costly. So I wonder if that might be one reason you don't get the bids like you used to. Plus, the workforce is just...
Well, it's the workforce, and also the vendors can't get the material.
Good point. Is there any end to that, do you think? I mean, as a municipality, how do y'all deal with that? I know the mayor was saying you're ordering things way far in advance than you might not otherwise do.
Just like the trucks, like the Freightliners that we order for the sanitation. I mean, right now we just did one, and it's probably going to be 18 months plus before we can even get it. So we're actually doing the bids and stuff prior to that, and then a year and a half later, actually getting the item.
And that can be a problem. Are we short a garbage truck now or a recycle truck now?
I think we are, or they break down and then we don't have replacements to help with the pickups.
Right. Okay. See, number 10, here's voting to buy a Caterpillar pickup broom or equivalent. Is this one you're talking about having to order so early? Number 10. And Ford F-150s, et cetera, the budgeted items that had to be ordered.
Well, we started putting or equivalent because sometimes we can't get the truck. It's out there. We go to get it, and they've already sold it, so we have to go back to council. So we started putting equivalent so we didn't have to do it three times like we did one truck.
Man, red tape. Number 11, that the City of Fairhope voted to approve the procurement of a system upgrade to Astro Systems Advanced Plus package for the police department from Motorola Solutions. Is this new police radios?
This is just an upgrade to the dispatch.
Okay, to help the dispatch operate
more
efficiently.
That is their program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's $29,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Mayor Sherry Sullivan hereby authorized to execute a contract with Garver LLC for professional engineering services for headworks design and treatment needs for the Water and Wastewater Department, not to exceed $24,859. Once again,
that's just the professional service for the design services.
And that's very common. Most of every project has to have an engineering design service before.
Based on what the project is.
Okay. And 13, we mentioned with Jimmy, $20,000 to an add-on cost for the Fairhope Electric substation and distribution circuitry. Some appointments to the boards, library board, harbor board. What's going on with the harbor board? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Any idea?
What do you mean?
I haven't paid attention to any of their meetings lately. I just didn't.
I don't attend, so I'm really not sure. Okay, but this is just to reappoint the ones that are on there and actually add one that they were missing, which is this Michael Donald.
Okay. All right.
They're still helping with the bulkhead, making sure the marina is working well.
Right.
Giving input to the council.
It's very nice down there now. And public participation. Anybody get up to fuss about anything?
No one got up for public participation.
That's a good meeting when nobody gets up and fusses, right? So it was a pretty short agenda.
Well, they did have three add-ons.
Oh, good. Tell us about those.
The Fells Park fencing, which is well needed. It's going to be a wrought iron type fence to enhance it.
That's the toddler park, if you will, down there. Oh, I had some really good times playing with mine when they were little there. And it used to be a little wooden fence that was kind of dilapidated.
Right.
Okay.
They added another resolution for VT SCADA services for the electric department. We had it for the wastewater and water departments, but we didn't have it for the electric, and they found a need that they needed to do that.
What's SCADA? It sounds familiar, but I don't really know what it is.
It's a monitoring system.
Okay.
To help if there's an issue.
All right.
The other thing they added on was an ABC license, a restaurant liquor license, for Sean's Prime Dining, which is actually in the old Bucks restaurant area.
Oh, okay. And there was something else in there. Dumbwaiter or something.
Dumbwaiter, Outpost.
Time. Yeah, something else. So now another one, Sean's Prime Diner. Okay. Very good. Well, Lisa, thank you for all of this information. Is there anything else that you want to you want to talk about? That I don't want to put you on the spot.
The Arts and Crafts Festival is coming up this weekend.
Yes.
And we may want to make sure everyone knows that on Thursday at 5, the streets will be closed, and Tony's Towing will be headed that way.
That's right. That's a huge...
They start setting up at 6.
The load-in begins for the three-day festival this weekend. Two festivals, the Art Centers and the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. So, yeah, load in at 5. You don't want to be parked on the streets.
There's also Live at 5 at Coastal on Friday. And I think it's Sister Hazel.
That sounds about right. So, a very busy season for us coming off of Mardi Gras.
And Spring Fever Chase is also on Saturday, so there will be runners in the streets.
That's right. I need to look up that schedule. That always affects my Saturday morning person coming in to do Swap Shop. We have to plan around the traffic and the route for that. I know this isn't your department, but I did see a big lit sign on Section Street on my way to work warning folks that Fairhope Avenue at Church, this intersection here, Fairhope Avenue and Church, will be closed starting on Monday after the festival.
Correct. They're going to start that one. It's probably one of our busiest intersections, so this is going to be tough for the downtown merchants and people traveling.
Yes, it will. And they have the city has posted a map, and it looks like little roundabouts where folks may be able to turn around if they go the wrong way. I haven't studied the map too close, but
I haven't looked at the map yet.
Yeah, just something we need to remember is it will affect our route for sure for a few weeks anyway for the Church Street infrastructure project. You know, we dealt with it here in front of us for several months, moving on down the road.
And we're still working on the roundabout at 13 and 32.
Yes.
That's closed.
That's causing some traffic headaches, I think, for folks, isn't it?
Very much.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I think you've been here maybe 3 times in
that's it.
In those 15 years. So I appreciate the mayor pushing you out of your comfort zone to come join us once in a while. Folks may have seen your face before as you're prominent during the council meetings, but it's great to have you here on the radio with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope City Council City Clerk Lisa Hanks. It is 8:38 and 61 degrees WABF. Let's check in now with Kenny and Coastal Traffic and see what's happening. Kenny?
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, an accident I-10 eastbound there near the I-65 interchange that involves injuries and the right lane is blocked.